Does your dog bark, whine, pee and destroy things when left alone? Is your home alone training hit and miss? Are you stuck and don't know how to start or continue the training? Let's find solutions together. This podcast is a safe space for us to talk about all things separation anxiety without judgment and focus on your dog's well-being. But first, if you like this podcast, please review it where you're listening to it. This is a great way to reinforce me. And as you know, reinforcement drives behavior. So this will make me put more episodes for you here. So now let's dive in. Hiya, my name is Patricia Grecchi and I'm a dog behaviorist and certified separation anxiety trainer. I'm here to help your dog to be relaxed alone in the house without making you lose your freedom. This podcast, we're going to talk about two tools that you need to train separation anxiety. And this podcast is going to be a tiny bit different because I normally write down the episode and then I come here and I record the episode for you. But this time I decided that I was just procrastinating too much to write it. So I decided to just jump here, record the podcast for you. Hopefully going to be a quick and super direct to the point one, and I'm going to be able to give you all you need to start this training. So in separation anxiety training, I'm going to need to do three things. I'm going to have to plan it, as we talked before in previous episodes. If you haven't seen the last episode, the last one, we talk all about making plans and how we're going to organize our training. After this, I need to monitor. I need to see how my training is going. And then after the training, we need to review our training. And this is part of the last episode as well, where we talk about how we review those things, right? So what I realize is that I didn't really talk much about monitoring our behaviors until now. So I decided that today we're going to talk a little bit about this part of the process where you are understanding how your dog is behaving while you may be outside or maybe in the middle of your training session. So when I talk about monitoring, what I meant is that I need you to be able to make decisions on the spot. I need you to be able to see what your dog is doing while you're training and then making decisions in that moment, thinking, should I come back? Should I keep with my plan? Things like that. And this is when it's going to come to your head, that idea of separation anxiety training, that you need to have a camera and you have to record every single session that you're doing with your dog. And this idea, in my opinion, is quite outdated. When you train with me nowadays, I just don't do like that anymore. You don't need to have a camera to start training separation anxiety. And this is a great way to stop you procrastinating as well, because most people say, oh, I need to have the perfect environment. I need to buy the perfect camera and then I need to learn how to use it. And I need to buy the storage to record everything. And I need to have this perfect tracker to track everything about my dog's behavior. And by the end of buying all those things, you're going to end up really overwhelmed because there is so many steps you have to do before you even start the training. Imagine, nightmare. So to simplify all that, what I like to do with my clients and what I like to do as well when I ask you guys to take a look in what your dog is doing when you leave the house. Maybe you don't really know, you were unsure about if your dog is able to be alone, or you have a puppy, never left your puppy. Here's what you are going to do. You're going to get your phone. Hopefully you have a phone with a camera that you can use for this. And you will download the Zoom app and you're going to set up an account and you're going to have another device with you, right? So you need two devices for this. Both of them are going to have a Zoom account. Possibly you need two different accounts to be able to be in a call with yourself. And then you're going to be able to call yourself. Okay. When you call yourself, essentially the idea is you're going to bring one of those devices with you and the other device is going to stay inside the house, filming your dog and transmitting that image to you, that image and that sound, right? In order for me to have image and sound, I'm going to have to keep my mic and my camera on. That I know that makes total sense, but pay attention. Here's when it gets a little bit more confusing. In the other device, the device that you're leaving the house with, I want you to turn off the volume and the mic, okay? The camera as well, the camera doesn't make any difference, so you can turn off the camera as well, okay? But it's just, if it's there, it's there. It doesn't make any difference. What I want you to remember is, if you don't turn off the volume, you're going to have that really annoying noise as soon as you set up the call, because your phone is really close to the other device that you're going to bring with you, okay? So let's say that you did all this, you put down the volume, you put down, you turn off the mic as well, turn off the camera as well, just in case your dog sees you and that disturb your dog. And then you're ready to go, okay? So what you would do if you're doing an assessment for me, so something like I asked you, let's check if your dog is able to be by himself or by herself while you're gone, what you would do is you would pick up everything that you normally put on when you leave the house, so shoes, keys, coats, things like that. You would open the door, close the door. Remember to take the keys with you. Please don't get locked outside the house. Take the device with you as well. Go outside. Go outside of any building door or gate or anything that you have as far away as you can from your dog, but making all the noises that your dog might hear when you leave the house, right? So I hope that makes sense. But if you're in a building, for example, and you're in the fourth floor and you normally take the lift, I would close my door, take the lift, go all the way to the building hall, and then maybe stop there or maybe even leave that building door as well, okay? If I feel like my dog can hear or feel the vibration when that door closes. So you're going to do all this. You're going to get out where your dog can't hear you anymore, and then you're going to pause, okay? And then you're going to watch your dog. Hopefully you're watching all the time while you're doing this this walk outside of the building as well. Then you're going to stop and watch. And what we want to see is what your dog does while you're outside, right? So if you're doing a training session and you have your training plan, you will be looking at your training plan, seeing how much time you're going to spend outside, maybe going to be just 5 seconds, maybe going to be 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 1 hour, two, three, 5 minutes or 1 hour. And then I want you to pause there and watch, okay? We are supposed to watch. We are supposed to see what dogs are doing in this moment. I need to watch all the time, guys, because if we get any sort of body language that makes me believe that either my dog is not comfortable or my dog is in panic, I would really appreciate that you just come back straight away. And then you're going to tell me, oh, Basha, but then I'm going to end up reinforcing that behavior. And yeah, you might do. But then you're going to come back home, change your training plan and make everything look amazing so you never have that again. And another thing is that you're going to avoid reinforcing the whole 20 minutes barking and howling that you might have after your dog goes from whining to more intense behaviors like we talked in previous episodes about escalation, right? And so this is why this dispositive is so important. And this is the number one thing you need to do, right? But I wanted to just take a little bit of the pressure from you when you're training, because if you don't have a training plan, but you really know what you're doing and you have in your head, maybe you like just did some notes in a notebook and you like you didn't set up a perfect track or anything like that, but you know what you're doing, you know your thresholds, you know how many time, how many minutes you can be outside, and you're watching, that is much more essential than actually when you, let's say if you did a beautiful plan, you had all the steps written down and you have this massive tracker tracking loads of things and it looks all amazing, but then you go outside and you don't pay much attention in what your dog is doing, or you don't react straight away when something doesn't look right, then that's going to be much more detrimental to your training than actually not having a plan, if that makes sense. So this is like number one thing about separation anxiety, is being able to react real time. So you might ask me as well, okay, I understand all this. I actually have a camera, or I already training and I feel like it's time for me to get a camera. Is this beneficial, or should I keep using Zoom calls? No, please go ahead, buy a camera. Camera is really easy. You're going to have an app in your phone, going to be more seamless. You're not going to have to call yourself and then remember all those things about turning off this and putting on that, blah, 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 blah. So having a camera is easy, but if having a camera is going to make your life harder, then go for it. Just start with what you have, right? And if what you have is a phone and a Zoom call, great, let's go for that. So I just wanted to give you this idea of those two devices that you need to have, those two tools, which is your device and a Zoom call, in order to create this perfect setup for the training. And as you can imagine, there is loads of things out there that can help us and loads of things that can be beneficial for us when training separation anxiety. But I want you to start with the basic. And then after that, you start getting creative and fancy and you can start adding more things to your training. But start with something that you can start today so you don't delay getting there, okay? So in case you don't know what your dog feel like when you leave the house, or you never did this before, or maybe you did in the past but you would like to assess again, I'm going to give you an idea about a nice assessment that you can have, okay? So what I normally describe as home alone problems, a dog that needs help with home alone behaviors, would be a dog that finds really hard to settle for several minutes, okay? And this might look like a minute whining or barking, might look like 2 minutes or 3 minutes whining or barking, and then after that maybe settling or not settling or pacing around or doing other things or even destroying your things. So you don't have to go that far, but a good assessment to have, in my opinion, is to watch your dog for those 2 minutes, and if your dog stays whining or quite distressed for this period of time, it tells you that you need to train. Does that mean that your dog has separation anxiety? No, it doesn't. Separation anxiety is a term that only vets can actually diagnose dogs with. We use it here in the podcast in a very broad way, and we talk in a much less formal way. But just think of this as your dog needs training if your dog is whining or finding hard to settle for 2 minutes, okay? And this just tells us that we're gonna have to work hard. Let's not say work hard. We're gonna have to put effort. It doesn't mean that's gonna be hard. Sometimes it's really, really easy. But it just means we're gonna have to put effort into that in order to make it look more relaxed rather than allowing our dog to get more and more distressed and making this training look more messy. So hopefully now you have an idea of how to find out how your dog feels when you leave the house and how to assess this, and then you can find some help if you feel like your dog is having trouble to settle for 2 minutes. Then it's time to get help, okay? And I always, always, always recommend you to have some help from someone that is qualified, that know what they're doing, and they specialize in separation anxiety training. If you need any help, reach out to me. I'm going to be happy to help you guys. And one thing that I just want to mention is that I feel like this podcast is a tiny bit all over the place. Kind of my mind went all the places and tried to tackle every single detail about cameras and watching them live. So let me know how you thought it was this experiment went. I would love to know if you prefer when I go super systematic with my bullet points, or if you prefer when I go a little bit wild and just allow things to come and talk you through about those interesting parts of separation anxiety. So if you want to let me know how you found it, you can reach me on Instagram at positivedoglondon and let me know how you found it. There I normally post about loads of other things, so you can see all the other trainings as well that I do. And you can also get a discovery call there so we can chat about how I can help you in training. Cool. So then, thank you for listening. I hope you liked it. I hope it wasn't too crazy. And let me know if you liked it by reviewing the podcast or reaching out on Instagram so we can chat a little bit more about this. See you later. Have fun training.